Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's essential that St. Paul didn't work as a seminary recruitment officer. For an overseer, as God's steward, he writes, must be above reproach. Now let's be candid for a moment. For all of the theological posturing and primping that goes on around here, in those rare moments when you and I are honest before God, both we who teach and those of you who learn, we have to admit that there's no quality in us, like we heard recited just a moment ago from the pen of St. Paul. In fact, truth be told, there is nothing good in us, that is, in our sinful nature. And yet here, written in bold relief for all the world to see, are some rather high standards for pastors and pastor wannabes. Not arrogant, or quick-tempered, or a drunkard, or violent, or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of good, self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined. In a word, above reproach. A rather tall order, wouldn't you say? Those qualities are going to have to come from someplace else other than in here. On this day of St. Titus, pastor and confessor, it is fitting that we have another look at this office which we hold or to which we aspire, and recognize not just its privileges, but its responsibilities. Those responsibilities are there, I would say, because of the privileges. To me, though I am less than the least of all the saints, St. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, this grace was given that I might preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for long ages in God who created all things. Yes, Paul, the very man who listed these daunting qualifications to St. Titus. Better than most, he himself knew that our sufficiency as God's servants is not in ourselves, but in him who loved us and gave himself for us. He knew that the privilege of standing up before God's people and opening up your mouth, a mere mortal mouth, proclaim and fling forth the glad good news of the gospel, that word which opens the eyes of the blind, that frees prisoners long held bondage in sin and death, that announces the astonishing glad tidings of the Lord's own jubilee, the cancellation of each and every debt marked paid in full, because the people have received from the Lord's hand double for all their sins, in the shed blood of his only begotten Son. It's a thrill to open up prison doors and cancel debts and distribute the glorious wedding garments of Christ's own righteousness to his beloved bride. To be best men for Jesus, as it were, over and over again to bring to his bride his blood-bought gifts. It's a privilege. It's a rare thrill. It's a trip to baptize young and old into the death and resurrection of Christ our Lord in that bath of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. It's an astonishingly rare privilege to stand at the deathbed of one of Christ's beloved saints and proclaim that he is already now victor over sin and death, and he promises that he will raise up to everlasting life all those who fall asleep in him. It's a miracle of the grace of God to feed the flock of God with the very bread of heaven, to distribute under earthly bread and wine the very flesh and blood with which Jesus purchased their redemption, given to them to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins, for life, and for eternal salvation. It's a miraculous delight to stand in the midst of God's people each Lord's Day, to proclaim His living word, to fling forth that seed which bears fruit, to beat down Satan under their feet, to usher in the kingdom of God through the proclamation that Christ was made to be sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. No wonder, then, that this office is called the highest office in the church, this ministry. It is not highest in rank, but highest in service, in the name of Him who came not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. By the grace of God, many of you, like St. Titus before you, before long will step into this office which Christ Himself designed and gave to His church. Worthy not in yourselves, but in Him who bled and died, that you might walk before Him not merely in righteousness, but in holiness as well. And that holiness is not your own. It's His. For if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you may be sure of this, that He who has begun this good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Since He has already reconciled you in His body of flesh by His death, on the day of His appearing, He will also present you before Himself, holy and blameless, and yes, above reproach. Of that you can be sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.